Welcome back to the Press Box. And as always, my great friend, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Oh, Gene, what a great snowy cold day it is here in the Bluegrass. But it doesn't stop the racing in the racing capital of the world, the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, we have arrived at that time, at the home of the Tapita. It is the Synthetic Championships tomorrow. Four races on the card to determine the synthetic winners. And you do not have to be exclusively Tapita-based. All synthetics are welcome, but today we want to focus specifically on the Prairie Bayou.
You know, amazing, amazing, amazing. That's all you can say, Buzzy, about what the transformation of Kentucky racing has done and been and continues to be here on a snowy and cold day in mid-December. We have four stakes at Turfway, all totaling up to $1 million in purse money. 10 races on the card, the Prairie Bayou, one of those four stakes. Buzzy, I'm going to give you a little bit of statistics. Today will mark the eighth day of live racing since Turfway started their holiday meet. In
yes.
those 8 days, they've run 66 races after today, Buzz. In those 66 races, they will have 865 horses entered. That's
You're
just
kidding.
Entered, not the ones excluded. That rates out to a field size of 13.1 horses entered per race since the start of the meet. Now, I'll tell you this, that's off
yes.
the charts, Buzz. Off the charts.
Of course it is.
And really, all you got to do is just do the math and find out why they're here. Maiden special weights right now at Turfway Park are worth $100,000. The same race at Gulfstream Park during its championship meet, I remind you, is $70,000,
yes.
$30,000
less. $70,000.
$20,000 of that is for Florida bred. So they're racing for half, $50,000 for a Kentucky bred to run at Gulfstream Park compared to Turfway Park. Tampa Bay is at $32,000 purse. If you take out the Florida money there, you're down to about $20,000 or less. And that's just all goes to show you what HHR has done for the state of Kentucky and,
no question.
And creating. And not only you can't find a stall in Kentucky, much less the caliber of these races are just off the charts. But I digress. We go back.
It's what, but no. But you're right. It's like we say. Come to Kentucky for the Tapito, where we'll be glad to greet you.
That's absolutely correct. And guess what? On top of all of that
what?
Info, you've got Clivian Pratt and Irad Ortiz both at Florence, Kentucky today in the teen temperatures, ready to ride over the Tapito. And who would have thunk? Who would have thunk it, as they would say?
Follow the money is what they say. Let's go.
That's right. The Prairie Bayou, an amazing
yes.
race. I mean, it really, truly is. My top pick in here is Encino, trained by my great friend and yours, Brad Cox.
Yeah, of course it is.
By Mr. Pratt. This horse has raced over the Tapita four times. He's been second twice. He's won twice. His average purse per start at Turfway is $50,000. You know, he ran last in the Grade 3 River City at Churchill Downs and did not
yes,
have the best
yes.
of races that particular day. Ran ninth out of 11. Just wasn't anywhere in contention, really, after the first half of that race was decided. Comes back here to a track he obviously loves. The race before the River City, he raced up at Presque Isle over their all-weather track. He won that one. On all-weather surfaces, he's never been worse than second. Encino, a son of Nyquist, owned and trained by Godolphin Stables, is my pick in the Prairie Bayou in what is a really, really tough field, stacked from top to bottom.
All right, now we know who your winner is, but the question everybody wants to know is, how do you play it?
Well, I, you know, in saying that, I'm going to use Encino very much. But there's a couple of shippers in here from Woodbine that try to buzz the corner up in Canada. Warren Richards shipping in a horse by the name of Dresden Row, the five horse, son of Lord Nelson. Not the greatest stallion for the all-weather tracks in the world, but comes out of a Giants Causeway mare. Now, Giants Causeway is a great broodmare sire for the all-weather track surfaces. This horse has run over the all-weather 12 times, has never been out of the money, has six wins.
Yes.
Does have a race over this track. Ran in the Prairie Bayou here last year. He was second by a head. He gets a rider who's been on him the last five times in Ryan Munger. I think a horse that you've got to consider in this race as well, and a horse that I think might kind of be the upset play in here, is a horse that ran third to Dresden Row up at Woodbine the last time out. Cameo Performance, trained by Brendan Walsh. This horse has been on the all-weather just three times in the career, 2 seconds and a third. Never has won one, but may just pull the upset here with Irad Ortiz getting the mount for trainer Brendan Walsh. How I'm going to play it, I'm going to use Encino as my top pick. I'm going to play him across the board, and then I'm going to key Encino over and under. Well, I'm going to box him with Cameo Performance and then use the 8-3, Buzzman, the 8-3 with the 4 Theismann, 10-1 in the morning line. Theismann, not Heisman after the Heisman Trophy, but Theismann.
That's right.
The Joe Theismann Award, as I like to call it. And coming in on 3 straight wins, none of them over the Tapita, but does have a win in 2 starts at Turfway Park in the past performances. Theismann is going to be the horse, the third horse I use under and over Encino, along with Dresden Row and Theismann and Cameo Performance.
There you go. Folks, remember, you can get all of Gene's picks for the action at Turfway Park. You can find those right here at the PressBox, LTS.com. PressBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours stay warm. Have a great, great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. We'll be back next week to kind of do our Christmas special show, and we got some special gifts to hand out next week on our show. Packages to be left under the tree here in Kentucky, and I've got a few of those that are going to be special recognitions and some special gifts, and I got one trophy to hand out, so to speak, for the Grinch of
my gosh, this concerns me greatly.
I am going to have our top presents to unwrap, and one for the Grinch that attempted to steal, but just couldn't get it done.
Oh, my gosh. Love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Love you, too, Buzzman. Have a great one. Tell the lovely Donna hello for me and all those that listen in.
And my best to the beautiful Leanne. See you later.
See you, brother. Take care.